Hey.
Hey, is Aussie coming, or is it just you?
I was gonna come. He already has gone to work right now, but I was just gonna try to make it. If we need to reschedule for another time, I can find out when he's able to come.
Well, I mean, we're doing yours. Yours is pretty much done, but we pulled his, and he's got a lot of work that needs to be done.
I know that. I mentioned to him about signing up with Lexington Law, and he said he would, but he hasn't done yet, so I already know that anyway.
Well, here's the question. Are you relying on him to to buy the home, or is it going with you only? Because
Well, that's what I was trying to tell you, that we are still married right now, and my position that I'm at right now, since I just got on at this job, I know I don't make a whole lot of money, and my second job that I was working, I've already quit working there about a week or two ago, because I was just going to try to use my full-time income as well as my part-time income and just try to go forward, but I'm no longer there anymore, so that's why I was just trying to figure out maybe it may not be a good time right now because we are still married and I don't know what else to do, to be honest.
Well, tell me the income you do have now. What is it total?
My income by itself, I only bring home about $1,200 a month.
$1,200 is not going to be enough.
Okay. I know.
And do you see that going up anytime soon?
Well, I want to try to post out for some more positions, but I have to be in my current position for at least 6 months. So that's what I plan to do, and I can't do that right now because I've only been there 3 months. You have to be in your current position at least 6. So I don't know if this is going to be working out right now. So I was going to try to just wait to see if I could talk to him again to see if he wants to try to still work on us getting a house or what.
Well, right now my wife's doing his and yours, so we're going to hand deliver you both yours and his. Yours, you only have one collection left, and that's it. It's the Premier,
First to me.
First Premier Bank, and it's
Okay,
on our.
I am no longer with Lexington Law anymore because
Yeah, we saw that when we logged into your account. You got 42 days left to look at your account, but after that, unless you renew it, but that's the only thing left right now. Your scores are good. You have that one negative, and it looks like you have two revolving. So you're right there. Credit-wise, you're probably okay and probably would pass. But he, on the other hand, so he's got the income, you got the credit.
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
So he needs to get on Lexington because he's got a ton of things that need to come off, and then when his scores get to where yours are, then y'all can get a house.
Well, the only thing I can do is try to talk to him again. He's gone to work now. He won't be back home until later on tonight sometimes, maybe the weekend. I can talk to him to see. But other than that, I don't think my income is, I don't have enough income, and I already knew that anyway. But I was just going to try to do it with my second job and my full time. That's a little bit too much. So my second job, I just had to let go because that was just
When
getting
did you let it go?
About 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago, and you would have had to have been on that job for a year or longer before you can get it, before they would even count it. So.
Yeah, well, I just left my full-time job at Steinmart and just went to this job part-time. It's still within the same company. I just had less hours.
I see. Well, at this point, I mean, if you still want to drive and see me and my wife, I mean, we're more than happy to meet with you. But I can email you your credit report, yours and his, and my wife's just working on the credit summary of what you need to do, really for him, and it's really super simple. Just he's got to get on Lexington.
I got to do what now?
It's really super simple. She's writing out, she's identifying all the things on y'all's credit report, but 99% of it's his. and are all negative items that Lexington needs to get removed for his score to go up.
Mm-hmm.
And so you probably already knew this, but do you want to drive all the way over to see us for us to hand you that, or do you want me to just scan it and email it
well,
to you?
Well, I mean, I can wait. I was kind of concerned also if there's some flooding or anything like that, because, I mean, from this side of town over there, I was going to try to see if we could just reschedule because I didn't know how it was. It's fine over here, but...
It's fine over here. It's fine over here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So if you want to come pick this up and see us, and we can just show you on his credit report, we can do that. Or I can scan it and email it to you. It's up to you. It's your choice.
You can scan that to me, and I can talk with him again this weekend, just let him know that I have a score. He has the income, and see where he wants to go from that.
Okay.
And do you think I still need to sign back on with Lexington, or just it's okay for now?
I think it's okay because I saved the money. Because you don't have enough income, convince him to get on Lexington instead and have him on Lexington versus you. And by the time that he gets his credit cleaned up in however many months and they do what they're supposed to do, you'll still probably have that one negative item, but it will have aged and past, you know, the three-year mark because it was in 2012. So you got 13, 14, 15, 16. So it's so old that I don't think it's going to interfere because your scores are high. As long as you keep your trade lines that you have at the 25% mark, which you have right now in your credit, which you've been doing well, I guess, because you remember we've told you to keep your trade lines low. Your revolving credit, and so you're good there. As long as you maintain that and get him on Lexington, I think you know, 4 or 5 months, y'all would be ready.
Okay, so what if I've already mentioned to him about Lexington, so if he declines again, I mean, I'm just going to wait till I'm able to get some more income because I've already told him that one time.
Yeah, if you decide to do that, if he decides not to play ball and want to move forward and you just want to do it on your own, then what you're going to need to do, you need to have a steady income, a provable income of about $1,800 a month or more to get a decent home.
Okay.
Now, if you're at $1,500, $1,600, there are some areas where we can get a smaller home. You know, so again, depending on your tastes and your location you want to be at, you know, the greater your income, the less your debt, the more purchasing power you have, and that's the normal.
Okay.
What side of town do you want to be on?
Well, I would prefer to stay on the west side. I know we had been looking at some new. Where are your houses at? All throughout Jacksonville?
Yeah, it's all over Jacksonville. It's based on really your purchasing power, and then we start looking in neighborhoods that where houses are going for what you can afford.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
the Arlington area. I'd like to get somewhere closer by where I work. Just traveling from here to over there every morning is kind of hectic.
Mm-hmm.
So Arlington area, I would prefer.
Yeah, so, you know, in Arlington, there are certain neighborhoods that you can get a nice, decent, you know, 1,500 square foot house for about $110,000. And we could probably get you qualified for that around $1,400, $1,500 a month, as long as you don't have any debt.
Okay.
So right now, I think you have a car payment, so I'd have to look back at it. Do you know when that car payment's going to be paid off, that Nissan?
Well, I'm in the process of trying to get a refinance. I called them the other day, so I'm just trying to wait to see if that can be done.
Whatever you do, don't get any more debt.
Okay.
That right there... That debt with your car is what's definitely causing, you know, with your $1,200 a month income, and then you take that car payment, doesn't leave enough left over to make the mortgage.
I know. So, I'm ready for that. Okay.
Yeah.
So
okay.
Maybe if I can get OC to call you, maybe he'll listen to you a little bit better than me. I can try. I know it won't be tonight, tomorrow. Maybe I can see.
Okay.
Monday. Are you available Monday?
I can be for you and him if you just give me 30 minutes advance notice. And
I'm trying to figure out, I go to work at, well, Monday's a holiday, Tuesday. I can have him to call you tomorrow or Tuesday.
I won't be available Tuesday or Wednesday, but Monday is a holiday and I will be available.
Okay, well, I'll try to get him to call you, and maybe you can explain everything you just told me to him and see if that helps. And I'll take
that.
All right. Told him about Lexington Law once before, but maybe he might listen to you since it's coming from you. So
sure.
I appreciate that. And you said you were going to email me all three of my credit reports, or just the one that you are looking at?
No, we did a full tri-merge on you and him. So it's one credit report, but it has everything from all three bureaus.
Oh, okay.
So it's very thorough. But it matches up pretty much with what your Lexington account says.
Okay.
So, and that's the key thing is when our report and Lexington match up, then we know we are precise. Without a shadow of a doubt, you know exactly where your credit stands, yours and his.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
So is there a certain time that he can call you on Monday, or what time?
I'm pretty flexible, you know, anytime from mid-morning on, I just need a 30-minute or hour advance notice. Like, if you know, he said, okay, tell him I'm calling such and such, you get back to me and say, hey, Matt, be ready for this call around this time. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, all right. Well, and like then, I said, he'll be home tonight, so I'll talk to him this weekend and have him give you a call Monday, and maybe you can explain to him everything you explained to me.
Okay, and I have my wife and I have this email out here in the next 20-30 minutes. Let's see, the email I'm going to send it to is
tmoresmph@yahoo.com.
1 second. Yeah, tmoresmph@yahoo.com.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, I'll text you after I send the email, and it'll have a breakdown of everything for you. And if you have any questions, of course, you can call me back, and it should be self-explanatory for you to go over it with him as well.
Okay, all right. Okay. I appreciate it very much. Thank you.
You're very welcome, Ms. Moore. Take care.
All right. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.